Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, Kelly Mike, coming at you with a new episode of Take This L. It is storming out here, folks. I don't know what's going on, but we on the left coast just got hit by a big storm. And, of course, since I don't watch the Weather Channel, I got caught right in the middle of it. And I got soaked. And I am not feeling that well. Just looking here. Nate Craig Wires. Wow. There's a lot of transfers going on. Nate Craig Myers is transferring from Auburn. And He was, I believe, either the number one. Okay, yeah, he was a 6-rated wide receiver in his class out of Tampa. He went to Auburn, and now he's transferring out of there. He never really had a good season, though. Wow, that's something. Just looking at always like look at the rankings when I see something like that. I'm looking. Wow. So just looking at the top 10 of wide receiver rankings for that year, which was 2016. Craig Myers is transferred. Demetrius Robertson is transferred, who was the number one wide receiver. And, you know, like a lot of these guys, some of them transfer. Some of them don't even qualify off bat to make these teams. You know, they get accepted, or they sign their letters of intent. But then within that final couple of months between they sign that letter and school gets out, they don't make their grades or something else happens, and they don't end up on the team. Yeah, most of these other guys, they stayed on their team, though. Yeah, most of them stayed. That's pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. But, you know, you had those two transfers. Demetrius Robinson actually played at Cal. He was the number one wide receiver. He went into that at Cal. He actually played at Cal. He had a big season last year. Not really sure why he was transferring. Why he transferred? There was a lot of issues. I know when he first signed up, he didn't even He had a okay season last year. Well, he did. He didn't really even play last year, but he had a good season year before that. But there was a lot of stuff clouding when he even signed, because he didn't even sign up to go to Cal until like right before the season started. It was really weird. Yeah, but he had a big freshman season, and he's at Georgia now, and he got a waiver to come in and play, but we have yet to really see him have any impact at UGA. While I'm at it, let me go ahead and look at some of these other guys, too. Well, I think I already went over these guys. I was just looking at the quarterbacks. That quarterback class is ripped up. You look at the top five quarterbacks from 2016, Shea Patterson, Jacob Eason, KJ Costello, Malik Henry, and Felipe Franks. And three of them are not, well, two transferred, Shea Patterson, Jacob Eason. Malik Henry is, I believe he's still at that Independence, the community college. I don't know what's going on with that. He's a kid on that show on Netflix, a football show that follows the community college kids. But I don't know. I hope he's able to get it together. Because he seems like he might have had some issues. I don't know. But then you go a little bit deeper into the other top 10, and I'm seeing a couple of other transfers too. Yeah, a lot of these guys are no longer at these schools. Looks like we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me see if this guy's still at his school. Yeah, 5 out of the top 10 quarterbacks of that class have transferred. Let's check 2017. And These are last year's guys, so most of them are still, well, no, Hunter Johnson has already transferred. I think we're going to see a lot of transfers from here, too. Hunter Johnson has already transferred. He was a number 2 QB. He was at Clemson. I think we could easily see Tate Martell transfer from Ohio State. Jack Sears is probably going to transfer from USC. And Dylan McCaffrey will probably transfer from Michigan. Chris Robinson has already transferred from OU. He's a number 11 guy. And Tristan Gebbia has already transferred from Nebraska. Wow. Let me look at the guys that are coming in this year. Quarterbacks. Looks like most of these guys will stay. Maybe Dorian Thompson-Robinson, even though he's starting, but he doesn't. That position that he's in there at UCLA is kind of sticky. I don't think his dad really likes him being there either. Yes, Emory Jones. He's at Florida. Yeah, it's just really weird to look at that and see how many guys don't end up where they thought they were going to be. But speaking of the rookies, yeah, speaking of the rookie quarterbacks, well, not rookie, they're freshmen. They've actually been playing fairly well. You look at Trevor Lawrence, he's taken over the starting spot in Clemson. And looks like he's going to be their next, their starting quarterback for a while. There were 3 5-star quarterbacks. There was Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and JT Daniels. And they went to Clemson, Georgia, and USC, respectively. Trevor Lawrence and JT are starting. Justin is a backup at Georgia. And I don't know how long that's going to continue. They got Jake Fromm there, who's only a year older than Justin. And he's pretty much entrenched as a starter. There was actually an issue this past weekend with a Georgia baseball player was hurling racial slurs at Fields, and he ended up getting kicked off the team. So I don't know if Justin stays there or what he ends up doing. Oof. You know, I'm going to have to cut things a little bit short. I'm really not feeling good. I will get back with you guys next week. Sorry about that.